Good morning. Good morning. Monday morning. If anybody knows that Nancy Pelosi meme,
excuse me,
the Sunday morning meme. It's Monday. It's August 2nd. This is episode 3 of the Corsaro Music Podcast. Just made my coffee. Haven't cleaned my room yet. Little bit of Cafe Bustelo. Let's do a little product placement here, shall we? Cafe Bustelo Supremo. That's it. That's it. That's the stuff. You can get that, put it in your espresso maker, put it in your pour over, put it in your, probably not your French press. You don't want to put Cafe Bustelo in your French press. Hang on, let me grab my glasses. All right. Episode 3, Corsaro Music Podcast. It was a really, really fun week this week. I didn't record any of my lessons. Whatever. I didn't start recording them, but I start teaching them tomorrow. Tomorrow's my first day at Guitar Center. I start there, fill out the paperwork, maybe teach lessons if there's people who want them. There, but it'll probably take a couple of weeks to get students, and then once that gets rolling, we'll keep rolling strong. That'll be fun. I'll probably, in between lessons, record some cool from inside the lesson studio videos. So that'll definitely happen for sure. Check out Instagram for those. More videos will come out when I got more studio space. That kind of lets me talk about this wall behind me. Pretty soon I'm going to get a green screen, like the kind of green screen that you can hook on your chair. Excuse me. I'm coughing and burping and my nose is running. Excuse me again. Mornings take me a bit to get going, but I've been waking up and just recording these every Monday. Try and put them out. Keep it consistent if I can. But, is that sounding somewhere? Alright. I think we're all good. But yet, this wall behind me, I'm either going to get a green screen that hooks onto my chair so that I can move and it's just my face. Or if I can, see if I can get some decorations to put on that wall. It's a little less boring. It's a white wall. It's kind of lame. But I'm in a transition mode in my life right now. So, don't have a studio. Just got my room. And it's not really much else I need. A lot of stuff I want, not much else I need. So that's something I'm grateful for, is everything I got right now. But that doesn't stop me from working for more and setting goals and reaching milestones along the way to get what I want out of life. So expect changes in the future. I don't want to stop doing this, so I'm going to keep doing it. Expect guests in the future. Going to have my friends do some interviews with my friends, maybe even some on the road interviews. Upload them as separate episodes or have like other series of videos that I put up. I think that'll kind of be neat. It's my buddy Dan Porter just got back from his European tour this week. I think he got back in the States on like Thursday or something. It was in New York City for a little while. But he came back over the weekend, played Revelers Hall Saturday and Sunday. He's the piano player in the Revelers Hall band, who was just recently voted best live music venue in Dallas for 2020, which is amazing because there are my homies over there working that out. And it was one of the few venues that was open during 2020. So I know they didn't win it by default because they truly deserve it. And it is one of the best live music venues I've been to in a long time. So props to them for what they're doing. Props to the whole band, but props to Porter for making it back from tour and killing it. That's really awesome. But the goal would be to get buddies like him to come on and talk about what he's got going on, some of his experiences. Actually, I've been trying to get him to do a podcast with me, like a legit series where we just kind of goof off, him and I, because we've been buddies for a long time, man. We used to do our gas station hangs because we played a church gig for a while and a steakhouse gig together. So we'd always go on set breaks together and long breaks in between services at church. We'd go to the gas station, grab drinks and snacks, and just hang out at the gas station for hours. Yeah, we got to get something going. Porter, if you're listening to this, let's get it going. It was cool to see him come back. That was the Revelers Hall on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday was awesome. Last night, all day, I saw music. Started with the Revs band, and then after them, one of my old students when I was student teaching. Real badass drum set player, man. He sounds really, really good. Alex Soros, he was playing down at Revs after the Revs band, and they had a quartet. It was bass, guitar, drums, and vibraphone. I don't remember the vibraphone player's name, but monster. I love watching vibe quartets or vibe trios. And I was surprised yesterday to see that when he started walking the vibes in the front door, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm glad I'm staying for this. This is awesome. And then it ended up being way better than awesome. So shout out to those guys. You can look up the name of the group. Forgot the name of the group. It was a funny name. Unless that was Wes's group. I think Wes's group had the funny name. Not Wes Case. I played with him last week or the week before in my trio. But Wes Stevenson. He was on tour with Daniel too in Europe. But Daniel played with the Revelers Hall band earlier in the day. And then Wes Stevenson, his trio played. It was him, Ben Bajorquez, and Marcus Jones. And Wes and Ben I play cover band gigs with them a lot, so it was cool to see them. I haven't seen them in a minute, but they're always killing too. Those two guys are in the Funky Knuckles. If you know anything about the Funky Knuckles, you know what to expect when you see them to play. So that was awesome. So three groups I got to check out at Revelers. Then I drove up to Denton to go see Pascal's over there on the Denton Square. If you know about Denton, you got Luzecki on bass, homie Matt Young, Matty Ice on drums. Jeremy Langthorne was on tenor. He was ripping the tenor. And then the piano player I just met last night. I don't remember. Rowan, maybe? I think his name was. Yeah. Dude, they're so killing. Matt's one of the best drummers in the world. And I don't care how many times he hears me say that. I'm always going to say it. Because he is one of the best drummers, one of the best dudes I've ever met. I met him his first day when we were at North Texas. And I thought I was hot shit. And this new guy comes in. And I have drum sets set up outside. We're just jamming on move-in day. He's like, hey, can I set up some drums and play? I'm like, yeah, the more the merrier, dude. And I think, like, he sets up and we start jamming. I'm like, hey, man, check this out. Like, you ever hear this guy? Like, check out this lick. I'm showing him a bunch of stuff. He's like, oh, cool, man. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, oh, that's hip. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I hear him play. And he makes, like, one of the top bands after auditions. I'm like, oh, no. I just tried to, like, big league this dude. Like, there's not even this dude. He's like a kid just fresh out of high school. Yeah. That was my bad after I heard him. So, but he's a gem. He's a great human. Really glad he's a buddy of mine. I get to see him play whenever I can. So if you're ever in Denton, or if you really know what's good, you got to go check out Matt Young play. I'm going to write it down up here. Let's see this, if I can get it to work. Here we go. Matt Young. Matt Young. There it is. And I'm going to put this up. Can't really see it. Here we go. Matt Young, he's the man. So that was a long day of music yesterday, Sunday. Saturday, I just chilled and did revs. Came back and shedded. Worked on some guitar stuff. Worked on my Gnarly Parker set. So I got my Gnarly Parker set coming up August 8th at Revelers. We're doing that loop night. I don't know what we've been toying around with names. Trying to, maybe the Prodigal Sons show. Because we had a lot of people that moved, like, our, when we were all hanging and playing together in DFW. We were real tight. We played a lot of gigs together. Then we all kind of scattered. Like, I went to Austin. Carlo went to Colorado for a little while. I think Carlo's back in DFW. And I'm back in DFW. We're spending more time up here now, so we're calling it the Prodigal Sons Show, and we all have loop and MIDI projects that we're doing. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a week from yesterday. Pardon me for a second while I wipe my nose. See if I can mute this. All right. I'll have to get some intermission music. I'm not editing this at all. I'm just recording it and uploading it. But maybe in the future when I get some more editing time or an editor or whatever happens, get some intermission when stuff like that happens. Where was I? Saturday. Just kind of chilled, worked on the Gnarly Parker stuff. The Prodigal Son show's coming up August 8th. Friday, that was a Tinfoil Hat live comedy show. That was a ton of fun. Just like 2 hours of comedy, 2 hours of like Kill Tony style conspiracy Shark Tank, I guess they called it. Yeah, I think it was a conspiracy Shark Tank, whatever. I don't know what they call it. But it was a lot of fun. Got to meet some people. Got to shake Eddie Bravo's hand. I didn't really meet him, but got to see him in person for the first time. That was awesome. Tinfoil Hat was great. It wasn't really too crazy of a week. Just a lot of like shedding. Today I've got to make a flyer for the August 8th show. Start teaching at Guitar Center on Tuesday, and then Soul Kitchens on Wednesday. That'll be cool. If you're listening to this, like so far I only have like, I think 10 people that check this out. I don't think any of them live in Dallas. So, if you're in town... this week, DFW, make it up to Denton, Harvest House for Soul Kitchen, 9 o'clock, 2 cents of improvised funk from Denton's original improvised funk orchestra. So much fun. Last week was not Soul Kitchen, but I did go to the Balcony Club. Balcony Club has a jazz jam in Dallas every Wednesday. That starts at 8. Who runs that? Balcony Club. Dallas. Excuse Excuse me again. Wednesday, John Adams does that. He plays bass. Yeah, I just met him last week. Well, I met him a couple times, but I just started going there last month. But since I do Soul Kitchen every other Wednesday and the Balcony Club Jam is on Wednesdays, I do Soul Kitchen one Wednesday and then Balcony Club the next. So I met him a few times. That's a really good time, too. I'm going to try and book my trio at the Balcony Club a little bit more. Just get some more regular dates, some venues in the rotation. Yeah, I had that Cafe Bustelo sign up there. Reminded me I needed to re-up on my drink. Get it. It's great. And it's not that expensive. Let's go back to here. Yeah, so we were just talking about dates coming up. I updated the calendar a little bit up until September. Maybe I'll get some more stuff in August, but I don't know. So far, the 4th, we got Soul Kitchen. And then the 8th is Gnarly Parker. So, 2 gigs this week. 2 chances to come out and say, hey, talk about lessons or whatever. If you're interested in taking lessons, you can come out and get some more info. This is a great way. I always tell people if they're interested and they want to, like, before they jump in, get some more info or see if it would be a good match, like, teaching-wise, instructor-wise, come out and check a live show. So you can send me a message, let me know you're going to come out and you want to meet something and get some more info on lessons or just kind of hear what the band sounds like, hear how I sound in person. Because a lot of times you don't know if you want to study with somebody until you hear how they sound or, like, you'll see what they're doing. And then the ideas start going. You're like, oh, I wonder why does he play like that? Or how does he get his whatever to sound like that? At least that's how I think when I see other players, if I want to pick their brain about something. So come out, check out a show, say hello. I don't bite. I don't really bark either. So don't be afraid to come up and introduce yourself. Got the gig list on my website. So whether you're in Dallas or Austin, check it out. I play both places pretty frequently and I'm trying to play more places more frequently. So I'm looking forward to expanding where I offer my entertainment value to the entertainment connoisseurs. That seems to be about it. Keep an eye out for Instagram posts. I've got Instagrams. You can pretty much... everything I have is linked to everything else I have. So if you're on the Instagram, you can find my Corsaro Music Instagram from my website, but then also my regular Instagram. Like, here's some pictures from Tinfoil Hat as Eddie and Sam. And then this dude back here, Alex Stranger, I think his name is. He lives in Austin, but he's like, he writes conspiracy raps. He's a jiu-jitsu dude that writes conspiracy rhymes. It's pretty funny. So that was a great time. It was Eddie. They were filming part of their special there, and the table I was at was right under this camera that was recording. So when I go to watch part of that special when they release it and I see that angle, I'll be like, yep, it's me right underneath it. Yeah. Eddie introducing Sam. Holy
shit. Sam Trimble is one of the greatest motherfuckers on this planet. On this plane, dog.
On this plane, dog. Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a packed show. Yeah, the first show was packed, and then the Swarm Tank. That's what they called it, Swarm Tank. Not Shark. But yeah, same kind of deal. Swarm Tank was really cool. First show was packed. Second show, it wasn't packed, but it was full. Like, everybody was sitting up close. It was over. Probably three-quarters of the room was full, which is really awesome for a late show like that. But yeah, that was a blast. So we'll catch them on the next one next time they're in town. I don't know where they'll be, but try and make it happen. They're doing a 500th episode hang in Nevada, Las Vegas. So I don't know if we'll make a trip out there. I've never been to Vegas, so it could be cool. But we'll have to see what the world is like at that time. Other than that, that'll probably wrap it up for this episode. Is, you know, pretty rocking. 21 minutes. Yeah, let's call it here. So thanks for listening. Thanks for coming around. Again, you can find all the links on the website. Sign up for the Patreon. If you want that coaching session, I already got a little bit of interest from a couple of people. That's the best way to get started, I think, is start with the coaching session. And once you feel like you need more, or if you want to move on a little quicker, you start taking lessons every 2 weeks instead of once a month or once a week. Or, well, you can work it out, whatever you need to meet your goals. So find the Patreon link on the website. Fixed it so it works. Goes straight there now. Instagram, the YouTube, where you can find the videos of the podcasts and other live shows that I record. Budget is a little iffy right now, so it's all indie. It's as indie as it gets at the moment. But stick around and see how long it takes to develop this into something bigger. So I know it'll happen. It's just a matter of how quick and how long it takes. So appreciate y'all's support. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Catch you guys next week. All right. So take care.